Woodland is a few words here. And this Saturday before the Palm Sunday, here in good old South Phoenix, Chandler, that we have here the gospel, you know, of Palm Sunday of our Lord from the Gospel of St. John. And it was a day of many changes in our Lord Jesus Christ. On Saturday, it was the most glorious day of our Lord's life during the 3.5 years of his ministry. On that day, he had a great victory, extremely great victory. Our Lord raised Lazarus from the dead after he'd been dead for 4 days, and the people of Jerusalem believed in him. And there was an incredible coming to him. And all the word spread through Jerusalem that Christ really must be the man of God, that he truly is the Messiah. And there was incredible rejoicing throughout the entirety of Jerusalem. Except, of course, Caiaphas and the priests. They immediately planned the killing of Lazarus. So Lazarus was raised from the dead on Saturday. And instantly, when they realized that he was truly risen from the dead, they planned to kill Lazarus. Because many people follow Christ because of him. What's interesting about this day on Saturday, there's a great glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. But these people that glorify him on this Saturday and Sunday morning, Palm Sunday or tomorrow morning, they'll be the same ones that crucify him on Friday. And Caiaphas, who sees the great miracle, he is not in any way affected. And they recognize it's truly Lazarus. He was truly dead. He was dead 4 days. He is truly rotted in the tomb. But then he's been risen from the dead. And what's the result of this rising? People are following him. We must kill Lazarus. They should think, let us be saved. Then Palm Sunday begins. We go back to the Gospel of St. Matthew, and our Lord goes down into Jerusalem, and he weeps. All the apostles are happy. All his disciples are happy. They're incredibly, we finally got people to accept us. We finally got the faith moving forward. We finally have glory and a great success coming forward. And then they're very happy, but then what happens? Our Lord weeps. Remember, our Lord said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways." And here is a day of great rejoicing, a happy day in the life of Christ. It begins with him weeping. And he said, "O Jerusalem, how many times would I have gathered thee under my wings like a hen, mother hen gathers her chickens, but thou wouldest not? How many times did I send the prophets to thee, but you stoned them to death and you killed them? I sent you people to help you and to save you and you killed them. I wanted you to gather under my wings and you would not, you refused it." And this way he enters into Jerusalem. When he arrives, the people are so happy. And we see the depth of the people. Because our Lord's sitting on that donkey, our Lord's sitting on the ass on the way to Jerusalem, his head was low, his face was filled with freshly tears. He was in a great sadness. And nobody noticed. They didn't notice at all. His heart was heavy. And they went into Jerusalem and they said, "Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to the King," and they threw palms before his feet. And they were so happy and rejoicing because now we know he really is God. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Now no one can touch him. Now all of Jerusalem believes in him. Now everyone will follow him. There'll be no more any troubles like there were before. Things have changed. It's better now. But then our Lord has his strange sermon on Palm Sunday. The Caiaphas says to him and for the priests, "How dare you let these children praise you as the Son of David?" And he said, "If the children did not praise me, the very rocks would cry out." Now what's interesting about the children is on that day, everyone in Jerusalem was praising him. The elderly and the middle-aged and the young adults and the children, the innocent and the guilty, everyone was praising him. But Jesus Christ only noted the praise of the children. And Caiaphas and the priests only noted the praise of the children. They were upset, not at the praise of all the people, who was a very fickle praise, who threw palms before his feet, but they were upset with the innocent praise of the children. And they said, "How dare you let these children call you the Son of David, this Messiah?" And then Christ said, "If the children did not praise me, the very rocks would cry out." What about the other people? They're crying out. He doesn't hear their praise. There are many times when we say, Lord, we love you. There are many times when we praise God, we have palms in our hands, we throw palms before his feet, and we think it's most wonderful that Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead, that he performed some great miracle. We think it's wonderful that people are finally believing. But we don't notice his tears. We don't notice his sorrowful heart. We don't notice his love. We don't notice what he is here for. We are just rejoicing because everybody else is having a celebration. Could be a celebration because somebody won the championship. Could be a celebration because of someone came back from winning a war. Today it's a celebration because God's here. Yes, it was a celebration because Satan was here. Tomorrow is a celebration because Ralph Simpson is here. And today it's God's day. So they're celebrating, but he's not the same as Ralph Simpson. He's not the same as the Satan. He's enemies of Satan. He is a creator of Ralph Simpson. He is not here as others. He's here as the only true God. He is here as the only true Messiah. We are to be his followers. But they don't buy that. Then our Lord speaks. Notice how he doesn't pay too much attention to the crowd. But he still speaks to them. And he says that the Son of Man must die. That I, amen, amen, I say unto you, if I be lifted up, which is a saying of the Jews referring to crucifixion, if I be lifted up on a cross, if I'm crucified like a common slave and a common criminal, then I will draw all things to myself. This is, when you consider the setting, this isn't on the day of John chapter 6 where everybody ran away. This isn't when he's in the desert. This is the day in which Jesus Christ, the most popular man on earth. He is on the front page of all the magazines. He is the most popular man. And today, Christ gets the front page. Today, he's the number one. And everybody's happy about our Lord Jesus Christ. They all love him. And he says, everyone will love me if I'm crucified. But they can easily respond, Lord, what about today? Don't they all love you today? No, they don't. They don't love him at all. Just like he pointed out in Good Friday when he did the miracle of multiplying the loaves to the 5,000. They wanted to make him a king the next day. And he said, you're happy not because you love me. You're happy not because you believe I'm God and I'm the Messiah. You're happy because of the bread. That's why you're happy. But I'm not here for bread. In fact, that bread you had yesterday is already in the privy. That bread is already gone. Its nutritional value is gone. That bread is finished. But I am going to give you a bread that will never be finished, and a bread that is going to be of everlasting life, and it is my flesh that is that bread. My body is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed, more real than that bread you had yesterday. And they were shocked. And so they abandoned him. Now it is Palm Sunday. He sees all the people praising him. Everyone. Everybody loves him. But he says, nobody loves me. And I demand the love of men. But the only trouble you must understand, the only truth you must recognize about love, unless I, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man and the Son of God, be lifted up on a cross like a common criminal, unless I be killed like a most vile of criminals and be counted as a scorn of men, unless I die on a cross, there will not be the possibility of drawing men to myself. I'm going to draw men to myself permanently. I'm going to draw men to myself forever. Not for 5 minutes of fame. This is not a drawing to oneself. I don't care about this popularity that I'm on the front page of a newspaper and on the front page of a magazine. I don't care about that for two reasons. One, it's the glory of men, which is cheap and not worth anything anyway. But two, it's a glory that doesn't last. Men will love you today and they'll hate you tomorrow. Their love never lasts. Their hate does. That's the one thing they can keep going for a long time. But their love doesn't last. And why would you want a love that doesn't last? So the heck with this love. I don't have any desire to have this love. And I'm going to teach my apostles about this love. Because you'll be popular one day too. St. Peter was popular. All the apostles experienced moments of popularity. There are times when the Catholic Church is very popular. The saints have had moments of great popularity. But they are fleeting moments. And they end. And then comes the cross. Then our Lord said, "Where I am, there also my minister shall be." He doesn't say where my minister is, I will be. Because on this day, our Lord was not there. His body was walking the streets of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, but his heart wasn't there. That wasn't the day to meet Jesus. That wasn't the day to meet our Lord. That day, you saw the euphoria. You saw the moment in the crowd. You felt the moment, the feeling, the people. You had to be there. But not for him. He wasn't there that day. At the very end of Palm Sunday, what does it tell us? "Et Jesus abscondit se," and Jesus hid himself. That's the end of Palm Sunday. And he went away. Who wants to be with Christ on the day he hides himself and goes away? 6 days later, he'll be locked away by man. He'll be cast aside by man. He'll be locked in a tomb by the world. But he won't go away. He's coming out of that tomb, and he is not going away. He's coming back, and he's going to carry himself through those apostles to the ends of the earth, and he is not going away. But they locked him up. They sealed his tomb. They rejoiced his perpetual absence. But he didn't go away. 6 days before that, on Palm Sunday, they loved him. They wanted to be with him. They were ready to make him king again. They were ready to worship this God. No problem. So long as he stayed with them, with palms, with glory, with the rich man Lazarus risen from the dead, with everyone having to be his follower and disciple in a wonderful, beautiful, happy world called Jerusalem, worshiping Jesus Christ on Palm Sunday. And what happened? He hid himself. He left. Whoever stayed in Jerusalem that day stayed without Christ. Our Lord doesn't want that kind of glory. It's not of much value because it's the glory of men. It doesn't laugh because it's as fickle as the heart of man. That's a useless glory to go after. He doesn't want it. He hides himself and goes to the mountain himself alone. In great sorrow he began the day. In consternation and frustration he continued the day. And in great sorrow he ended the day. Ask the man, Jesus Christ, his humanity, what was the most regretful and horrible day of your life? He will answer, "It is called Palm Sunday. That was the worst day of my life. That was the day I was most miserable in my human heart. It was a horrible day. But I had to go through it. I had to endure the praise of fake men." But he was comforted on that day because children also praised him, for they had an innocent praise, and this helped soothe the pain of the praise and flattery of men who are wicked, men that don't love him, that throw palms before his feet, that call him the son of David, that say he's the greatest. Because if you can raise a rich man who's been dead 4 days, he can do anything. We're going to follow that man. And maybe he was too soon to become king when he was out in the desert. But now we're in the city. And they wanted to listen to his every word. What beautiful things will Jesus Christ say in this day? And he said, I will be glorified. That sounds nice. How am I going to be glorified? I will be glorified by being lifted up on a cross of crucifixion above men. That shall be my glory and the glory of the Father. That's disgusting. They are like those people in the desert who are ready to worship him as king, ready to make him king. But then he said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's cannibalism. That's disgusting. And they walked away. Now they worship him as the son of David, as the Messiah, as God. And he says, you want to worship me as God? You want to take me as the Messiah? You want me to rule? It cannot be done unless I'm crucified like a common slave, scourged and crowned with thorns, nailed to a cross, and die an ignominious death. Then I shall be glorified, and I shall not be glorified in any way. I do not appreciate your glorification. I'm not grateful, and I'm not appreciative of the glory you're giving me right now. I'm not. And they said, boy, he's having a bad day. He gave such a beautiful sermon on the Mount. He gave such wonderful talks. But today, what is this man saying? But no matter, we're not going to be angry like we did when he was in the desert, walk away from him. We'll just realize he's having a bad day. And we're going to glorify him anyway. And we're going to call him Messiah anyway. And we're going to worship him like a God anyway. And we're going to throw palms before his feet. And it's going to be wonderful. But what happened at the end of the day? Absconding, say, he hid himself in exit ab eis. And he went out away from them. Did our Lord feel, I miss those people? He went out away from them. And the peace he would have on that day was when he was away from those people. He was not pleased by them on Palm Sunday at all. He had to experience it in order to show his power, that he could have the glory of man if he wanted the glory of man. But he doesn't want the glory of man. But he still had to prove to all humanity that whatever day he wants to be praised, he will be praised. And he wanted to be praised on Palm Sunday. And so he made fickle, empty, worthless, useless men praise him. Easy thing to do. It was hard for Jesus Christ to get the love of the good thief. It was easy for Jesus Christ to get the love of those people on Palm Sunday. So easy. But he preferred the love of that good thief to the love of those people. That thief he took with him in paradise on the same day. These people, he went away from them. And for most of them, he never returned. They would stay away from him for all eternity. And most of those people, though they're on Palm Sunday, are in a place called hell, where they are separated from God forever, where they curse God forever. That's not the day we want to be with Jesus Christ. Not the right day to meet him. The thief was not happy to meet Christ on that following Friday because he thought he would live a few more days. And ahead of schedule, he was brought to death. Ahead of schedule, I could have lived a few more days. But because of some mock trial and because of some prophet, they're dragging me to die with a prophet. I hate that prophet. And why couldn't they have chosen someone else? There are worse murderers than me. They're worse criminals than me. I'm not the worst criminal in here. Why did he choose me? It just doesn't make any sense. Where is he? That's the one, Jesus of Nazareth, the one they crowned with thorns. And he cursed him. And he spit on him. And he mocked him. And he hated him. That's how the thief that began that day. He thought it was a bad day. Well, that same day, what did the thief do? Lord, I want to be remembered when thou comest into thy kingdom. It's not such a bad day after all. And I am sorry for my sins. I wasn't sorry for them this morning, but I'm sorry now. And I believe that thou art coming into a kingdom. And Christ, comforted by the words of a thief, not comforted by the words of his own people, comforted by the words of a thief, he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Which words still ring to the end of the world? The words of the thief. But what are the words other than Hosanna, the son of David? So many praises on Palm Sunday, they're all forgotten. And the praise didn't last very long. And the Lord didn't like it when it happened. Today we consider the miracle of Palm Sunday. And tomorrow on Palm Sunday itself, we will have at the beginning of the Mass, Mass without Mass. There'll be an introit, a Kyrie, an epistle. There'll be a gospel, just like a regular Mass. There'll be a Sanctus, but there'll be no crucifixion. It'll be an empty Mass. There'll be palms, there'll be a procession. And we'll come back, but there's no crucifixion. And we'll tell the people, take your palms home. Take your blessed palms home. And remember, our ancestors held palms before Christ, and they praised him. But their praise did not reach to heaven. And it is forgotten. How many times have we carried palms when we praise? So many times we have carried palms when we praise. Take the palms home and remember. You know what we're going to do with those palms next year? We're going to burn them. We're going to burn those palms and turn them into ashes. Then we're going to take those palms and we're going to put them on your forehead next year on Ash Wednesday and say, remember, man, that thou art dust. That's what you're made of. And unto dust thou shalt return. That's what you're returning to. In between your palm and the palm turned to dust. We don't throw the ashes down the holy things that are blessed. When we take them, we put them in the sacrarium, bury them in the ground. The ashes are blessed. We don't bury them in the ground. We don't put them in the pit. Let them drop anywhere. They're just ashes. They're the ashes from the dust from which we came, the dust to which we will go, and the easy to forget palm in between. Most of you don't even know where the ashes come from. And you know what? Nobody cares. But they did come from palms, and they have been turned into dust. That's the future for most people who praise God. We must have something better than that. Carry a blessed palm to remind you of the emptiness of our prayers when they don't come from the heart of God. When they're not really of the right heart, they're just empty words. Mass without Mass. And then tomorrow, on Palm Sunday, we will have the crucifixion in the gospel. It'll be the singing of the gospel of the Passion of St. Matthew. That's where our joy is. We are reminded every Palm Sunday, our Lord walked into the Jerusalem sitting on the back of a colt, of an ass. What did he look like on that day? The people's faces were filled with joy, and he would suffer. Come forward to Good Friday, and we'll find it's different. The women of Jerusalem wept, but he didn't appreciate their weeping either, because they only wept because it was a sorrowful sight. But they didn't weep for their sins. They didn't turn away from God, from their sins. They didn't turn to God. So he said, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children, but not for me. This is not the weeping I wish. Mary Magdalene would weep. He would not turn her tears away, because her tears were love. Her tears were shallow. He accepted the praise of the children on Palm Sunday because their praise was innocent. He did not accept the praise of the adults because their praise was shallow. He does want tears like Mary Magdalene. He wants praise like little children. But he doesn't want praise like the people on Palm Sunday. And he doesn't want tears like the women of Jerusalem. Though he demands tears, but not the tears we like. Though he demands praise, it's not the praise we like. He wants the praise that we're not impressed by. And he wants the tears that we never want to have. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. What has to happen? He's not going to change his thoughts. He's not going to change his ways, because he's an unchanging, most wonderful God. So what are we to do? How about let's change our thoughts to be like his? Let's change our ways to be like his. To be true children of God. That's what he wants. So in any case, there's a great glory in Palm Sunday. But he said, where I will be, where I am, there my minister shall be. God is everywhere, but his ministers are not everywhere. But he's everywhere, he's in some places with his heart. He's in some places with his divine love, with his divine faith. In those places, his ministers shall arrive. Well, there are many places where his ministers go, but God will not go with them. He said, when you go into a city and they reject you and they reject Christ and they reject the gospel, go out and wipe the dust off of your feet. So St. Peter walked into a city, but God did not go with him. And he preached to the people, but they refused. And seeing they refused God, he went out and wiped the dust off his feet. And when he left, God came to him. Also, when our Lord said, when you are an apostle, go to a house and bless the house. And bless the people. If they are of God, the blessing will remain. But if they are not of God, it shall return. Some blessings, we bless a house, we bless a soul, and the blessing just simply bounces back. And some blessings, we bless a house, we bless a soul, and the blessing sinks into the house and sinks into the soul. Because God knows which house is to be blessed, which soul is to be blessed, and which house is rejecting blessing, and which soul is rejecting blessing. But the minister doesn't know. So what is the minister supposed to do? God says, go to Jerusalem, where the praise is fake, where they're going to crucify you and not repent. Maybe Jerusalem is a city we shouldn't go to. No, he said, go there. Shall we go? Some cities they accept, other cities they reject. But we go to all cities. And even in those cities that reject, some within those cities accept. Even those cities that accept, some reject. For God alone knows who shall receive the grace and shall reject it. But today, on the Saturday before Palm Sunday, we celebrate the mystery of Palm Sunday. We are like palms, coming from ashes, returning to ashes, and of so little value. And we praise God, but the praise does not reach his ears, because we are too adult. So let us become more like children. Praise as children. And then the praise shall reach his ears. And this is what is necessary to understand the beauty of this day, of the mystery of Palm Sunday. We're not happy because Lazarus, who was dead, is raised to life. We're happy because God is God. And because he, for some reason, loved a man rotting 4 days in the tomb. If he can love a man rotting 4 days in the tomb, weep for that man and call him back. That's a God worth loving. No matter how buried we are in sin, no matter how buried we are in decay, God can call us back from that sin, call us back from that decay. He can weep for us. And then when we come back, we can love him. And if we do that, we become like little children. If we do that, we become like that good thief. And leave behind the foolish tears of little Jerusalem, and leave behind the foolish praise of the people upon Sunday. So let us follow Christ and love him as he wishes to be loved. That's what we must do. Amen.